Blessed are you, O Lord, our God, ruler of the universe, who chose us from all peoples and gave us the Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. I have two scriptures that I'd like to read tonight. The first one is from the prophets, from the prophet Jeremiah. It's Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11 to 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. It's one of my favorite scriptures. That was actually, I think. Sherry, is this your life verse or is this one of your favorites? Only first one. The second is from the New Parashah, the New Covenant Scriptures, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 33 to 34. May sound familiar. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. I love that. Alright, before I start with our discussion tonight, I'd like to open in prayer. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, Lord, we thank you so much for your scripture. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that opens up our eyes and our hearts to your word so that we can truly see what you have for us. We pray tonight, Lord, that your spirit would fill this place. That these words would not be empty, but Lord, that they would be filled with your life. Lord, guide us, teach us, encourage us, and challenge us tonight through your word. We pray in the name of our Redeemer, Yeshua, Messiah. Amen. So, Garrett normally gives the messages, and they are often very deep theologically and profound. Garrett's not here tonight, so I'm giving the message. And so they will not be as deep theologically, but God has been laying something on my heart that I really am excited to talk with you about tonight. Now, I'm going to be using as the main passage from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. You may be very familiar as well. This is... If that Jeremiah passage was Sherry's life verse, if there is one, this would be mine. It says in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So what I want to talk about tonight is how we find fulfillment in this life. How we get all that this life has for us. And I believe that the answer to that is in this passage. Over the last 21 years now that I've been a believer in Yeshua, I have come to know God as absolutely amazing. The God that we read about in the Torah is powerful and mighty and just and strong and wise, but also merciful and compassionate and loving more than anything. And he knows us from down to the very hair on our head. God is amazing. And he created us in his image, it says in Bereshit, in Genesis. It says that he made us in his image. And therefore, if we're in his image, then he knows what makes us tick. He made us, and we have some of those same things that are a reflection of him. So to say that he knows our needs or would fulfill our needs seems pretty logical because he made us and would therefore know our needs more than we probably know them ourselves. So He knows and understands our hopes and our dreams and our desires and our fears. And through Yeshua, God in the flesh on this earth, He knows temptation. And He knows the things that challenge us and that make it really hard for us to follow Him the way that we want to. And so, basically what I want to talk about is that the true way to find fulfillment in this life is to trust Him, seek His righteousness, seek His ways, and all else is added. All other pathways to fulfillment are indeed lesser. So, what does it mean to trust God? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not on your own understanding. Okay, well, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That's emotion. That's, you know, Yeshua said, do not worry, right? That's trust in the Lord with all of your heart. That means it's here. That's not a mental thing, it's here. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. That means what we do. So it's not just about our heart and about our brain, but it's about what we do. In all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make our path straight. I love that image of making our path straight. We will go off in many different paths. And what's really interesting, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I have, that I take many different paths, but when I look back, they're straight. And they don't look straight when you're on them, but He will make them straight. And that's been what I've observed. So, trust in the Lord with all your heart, your feelings, your mind, your actions. So when do we, there are three times that, or ways that we need to trust. I'm going to say the three D's, if you will. We need to trust the Lord in our decisions, trust in the Lord with our desires, and trust in the Lord in dealing with hardships. So first of all, in our decisions. So this is often where I've thought of this passage. So when we have big decisions to make, what job we're going to take, what school we're going to go to, what city we're going to live in, there are a number of people that will look at their career and develop a career path and say, I want to be that, so I'm going to have a 20-year plan to reach that goal. So these are all the steps that I'm going to take to get there. All right, so if I want to be executive of a company, well then, okay, I need to go to college and business school maybe and work these different jobs and work my way up and I will get there. And so you kind of say, okay, here's the path I want to take. But what does God want? What God's saying here is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. Coming out of college, I had every intention of going into full-time ministry. I had been volunteering with a group called Jews for Jesus. I'd been on the streets of New York sharing the gospel. I'd been fully trained. I'd been in Israel. I had all these great experiences, and so I fully expected that I was going to go into full-time ministry because I'd become a believer 3 weeks before college. In the 4 years, I'd grown to love God more than anything else. So it seemed natural that if I want to follow God, go into full-time ministry. So I wanted to trust in the Lord and seek His will, and so I prayed. And I went to school in Santa Barbara, so you do that on the beach. So I went to the beach and grabbed my Bible and fasted and prayed and said, God, what do you want me to do? Fully expecting full-time ministry. And God gave me a scripture, and He spoke to my heart so clearly. It was John 15:5. It said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me, I will remain in you, and you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And what God said to me is, you want to serve me. The way to do that is to remain. You don't need to be in full-time ministry to do that. I have a different plan for you. And I had been recruited by a firm called Arthur Anderson in accounting. And I felt clear as day that God wanted me to go join Arthur Anderson. And his path was absolutely crystal clear in front of me. I left that morning and I knew, even though it wasn't what I had thought and intended and planned for, it was very clear from the Lord. And then I had to tell all my friends at Jews for Jesus that things have changed a little bit. And I feel God leading me in a different way. So We need to trust God in our decisions. Now, not all of our decisions that we put before the Lord do you get an answer. Right? I mean, I've made a lot of decisions about different paths. I don't always hear from God. I don't always get a scripture. Of course, I haven't been back to the beach as often as I like, so maybe, you know, that may be what I'm missing. But in all honesty, I haven't had that clarity around many decisions. But I've put it before the Lord, and I've trusted in Him. And as I look back, my paths are straight towards what He would have wanted to accomplish. So we need to trust God with these important decisions in our life. Our school, our career, what we're going to do, where we're going to live. We may not always hear from Him, but we need to seek His will. Relationships, marriage. I remember I fell in love with Sherry, and I wanted to get married. But I wanted God's will. And I prayed a lot about that. And it wasn't right away that God said, yes, go and do it. But after it was Passover, and after that, I felt very clearly that God had directed me and brought us together, and that He had every intention for our lives. And so, what I've seen in my decisions as I've sought His will and trusted in Him, He's made my path straight. And I think we probably could go around here and look at different in our each of our lives and see, okay, I trust in the Lord, and here's where it's taken. So we need to trust God in our decisions, and that's oftentimes hard. Because what if you want something that isn't what God says? It's interesting, my kids watch a lot of the Disney Channel and these different TV shows and whatnot, and you see these people on TV like Justin Bieber and some of these different people, and they are going after what they want. They want fulfillment. They want everything. They might have nice cars, they might have great relationships with the greatest looking person in the world. And yet more oftentimes than not, what you see is brokenness at the end of all of it. They're seeking after what they want, what a lot of people would want. You want fame, you want power, you want to be with the best looking people or the most wonderful cars. And how often do they actually find fulfillment in that? I don't think very often. And so what I've learned is that trusting in the Lord, He knows what we need, and He gives us the desires of our heart. So that's pretty straightforward. When you think of trusting God, you think of decisions. Well, the second D that I said was desires. And this is a harder one. What do I mean by that? God has given us His scripture to teach us the way we should live. You could start just with the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other God before me. You should not commit adultery. You should not murder. You should not steal. You should tell the truth. And then Yeshua expands on them and says, not only should you not commit adultery, you should not lust in your heart. Not only should you not murder, you should not hate. So God lays out how we're to live. But we know that we have tremendous temptations for a lot of different things in this world that are not what God wants. And so what I'd like us to think about tonight is trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, leaning out on our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledging Him, in dealing with temptation, in dealing with whether it is in dealing with relationships, in dealing with, there are a lot of financial pressures, and a lot of people may have that opportunity to take something that's not there. And you may say, I see no way out of this, so I have to do this. Or, you know what, if I just tell this lie, it'll help me out a lot, because it'll help me out of a situation I've gotten into, or it will do something good. And so we justify for what we want to do these different things, these temptations. And you hear more and more about failures in marriage and in adultery and in these different situations and broken relationships by unfaithfulness. Why? Because we want to be fulfilled. We want everything. We want all the happiness that this life can give. And we say, oh, that looks really good. I want that. But what God is saying, He's saying, I know what you need. You really want joy? You want happiness? You want to feel good? Follow me. and you will feel better than you can ever feel in this life. And so what I want us to think about is trusting the Lord when dealing with temptation. Because if we really trust that He will take care of us, then that will help us to say no when we are challenged with things that we should not be doing. Also on desires is dealing with priorities. Dealing with wealth or financial giving. One of the things that can be a challenge is, well, how do I give what I need to give to the church or the congregation or to help other people when I have my own needs? How do I handle that? What are my priorities? Well, part of this is, I remember in college, there was a family that was really struggling financially, and they had stopped giving their tithe to the church that they were in at the time, a long time ago. And their financials continued to get worse. And then the pastor barely had anything, very, very poor. But he gave 10%. So he gave his tithe to the church, and he was doing just as well, if not better, than others. And what that taught me is we need to trust God even when it makes no sense. And so whether it's with our financials, our priorities, our time, where we devote our time, how can I get everything done and still spend time with the Lord? How can I get everything done and still minister to somebody else? I've got my own problems to take care of. And what God is saying is, trust in me. I've got your back. I can take care of this. Trust in me, and I will make your path straight. So, dealing with our desires and priorities. The last is area where that we need to trust God is dealing with hardships. What do I mean by that? Trusting God to provide, trusting God to lift us up when we feel alone, when we feel weak, or when we feel broken. Many of us here have lost people we love dearly. Very, very special people, myself included. And one of the first things that you do when you lose somebody that you really care about is you say, where was God? How could God let this happen? And you want to withdraw from God, and you withdraw from faith, withdraw from life a lot of times because of sadness. God is saying, trust in me. I know what you're going through. I love you. I have a plan for you. Turn it over to me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. I will give you peace. You know, it's interesting when you see people that have gone through the Holocaust, you see some very interesting things. I think that's the biggest hardship that there can be in life. And some people are the most bitter, empty people that I've ever seen. And when I see them, I understand. When I say I understand, I can understand how you would choose to be bitter against everyone. How could this awful thing happen? But I've also seen people, and there's a man, Rockwell Friedman, no longer alive, but he was a survivor of the Holocaust, lost his wife and everything else. He was a believer. And he enjoyed and appreciated every moment that he was alive after the ordeal and the Holocaust was over. He was a source of hope for the people that were with him in the concentration camps. Why was that? Both people went through the same thing. But he trusted in the Lord with all of his heart. He didn't rely on his own understanding. And in all of his ways, he acknowledged him. And God made his path straight. And he was an amazing man and lived an amazing life. So when we encounter these things, when we lose someone we love, when we encounter these challenges, I would encourage us, let's not withdraw. Let's not be bitter. Let's not blame God. Then we miss what God has for us. There will be loss in this life. There will be sickness and those things. We need to trust in Him with all of our heart, and He will lift us up. Same thing's true whether it's the loss of a loved one or loss of a job, loss of a key customer, financial loss. You know, I have some very close people who lost their jobs and couldn't find work, still haven't for many, many years. Lost all of their retirement savings. And one of those people that I know is very dear to me and is one of the happiest people I have ever met. If anyone looked and on the outside you'd go, oh, he must have everything. But when you dig underneath, no, actually, he's lost pretty much everything. And he loves the Lord and he trusts in God and he knows that God has a plan for him. And honestly, amazing, amazing life. And so, whether we're dealing with life's decisions, or whether we're dealing with temptation and desires, or whether we're dealing with hardship and loss, God knows that we're going to deal with that, and that's why He gave us the Proverbs there, trust in the Lord, and He will lift you up. So how do we do that? How do you do that? It sounds great, but that's not always easy to do, right? So basically, where I had 3 D's, I got 3 R's, and that's it, and now I'm going to end after that. How can we trust Him? 1, regular prayer. 2, read the Scripture. And 3, relationships. Regular prayer. Prayer's not easy for most people. God's invisible. Taking time with the Lord is not the most straightforward thing in the world for most people. But we need Him. We need to draw close to Him. He calls us to that. And that's one of the ways that we can resist temptation, is when we're in close relationship with God. So we need to find the time for regular prayer. We need to make that a discipline. We need to communicate with Him regularly. Read the Scriptures. God has given us His Word. He's told us all that we need to know. He's given us His Holy Spirit to bring that Word to life in us. And so we have to find the time to stay in the Scriptures and dig deep in there to see what God has for us. And lastly, relationships. And what I mean by relationships are accountable relationships, encouraging relationships, faith-based relationships. A lot of times you'll hear the word fellowship. I'm in a Bible study on Friday mornings at 6:30, and it's awesome. I look forward to it all week, and it is the biggest encouragement. And then, you know, I meet with a few of you regularly and throughout the month, and we pray together, and it's awesome. And it's an encouragement, and it keeps me accountable. And so we need to find those relationships, take the time to build those relationships and have that fellowship so that we can truly be godly men and women. Because God knows the desires of our hearts, and He wants us to have the most fulfilled lives we can have. The way that we do that is we turn to glory and trust in Him for our lives. And the result is the best outcome for fulfillment, for love, for joy, for impact, and for women. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for Your Scriptures. We thank You for Your Spirit. We thank You for Your love. Lord, we want to be Your people. We want You to do great things in us, that we would be fulfilled in this life. Lord, we need You. Please, Lord, draw near to us more and more each day. Help us this week, Lord, to know You more. Help us to put in place the disciplines of prayer and reading Scripture and having relationships with other believers, that we might be the godly men and women and children that You desire us to be. We thank You and we choose Him. Amen.